Hello, welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're up to Chapter 5, Perek Hey, B'Yichud Hashem Yizbarach, that discusses the oneness of God. K'siv, it's written in the Torah, Devarim Dalet Zion, in Devarim Chapter 4, Pasuk 7, K'Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. There is no one like our God, like Hashem our God, whenever we call out to Him. U'perish B'sifri, and it's explained in Sifri, B'chol kareinu elav v'lo l'midosav, whenever we call out to Him and not to His attributes. V'chasov b'sefer alima, and it's written in Sefer Alima. Sefer Alima is a sefer by the Ramak, by Rav Moshe Cordovero, who was the head mekubal in Tzfas in the previous generation before the Sefer Charedim. So it says in the Sefer Alima as follows, Ha'inyan hu, with regarding to that subject, Ki hamidos heim levushim v'chisos l'eloka. The attributes, their kaviyachol garments and covering of God. V'kasher anu mispalalim u'miyachadim hamidos al yidei mitzvah tfila. And whenever we pray, and we proclaim one, the attributes of God, either through by doing a mitzvah or by praying. Hakavana l'sakein hamidos l'hachinam shiyu kisei elav v'yizkarvo elav v'suknu l'kabel oro v'shifo v'zeho avodaso. What the intent of doing that is to perfect the attributes, the character traits, meaning of us. Lahachinam shiyu kisei elav, and to prepare that they will be as a clothing of God, kaviyachol, and to they will be closer to Him, and they will fix us in order to accept His light and His flux, His influx, and that's what it means to serve God. Shehu yizborach lo yikabel to elis mehavoda, because God Himself, blessed be He, gains nothing from us serving Him. Rak shekol yisho v'cheftol lehetiv lazulas. But rather, all of His salvation and all of His being is in order to do good to others. So, which is why God wants us to serve Him. It's in order to improve us, not in order to give something to God. B'kasher yimatzu hatachtonim bilti muchanim l'kabel tovaso. So when it happens that the tachtonim, that the people who are here below, are not prepared to accept God's goodness, lo yutvu mimenu b'sibas miyut hachanasam, they don't gain any goodness from Him because of the lack of their preparation. V'nimtza tuvo bilti mispashit b'hem, and therefore it comes out that His goodness does not spread over. Does not spread over them, it doesn't affect them. Ve'ein hageira'on mitzad atzmo ki'im mitzad hatachtonim. And it's only a deduction, it's only a lack in the tachtonim, in the people below, but there is no lack in Him, in God, kaviyachol chas v'shalom. Ki b'li zeh ein ratzono l'heitivam. Because without this, He doesn't want to just do good to people. In other words, He wants people to improve themselves, and therefore He wants people to prepare themselves to accept God's goodness, and therefore He's not willing to just grant it to us for nothing. V'hagorem hachanasam l'kabel hatova hahi yikari oved, and a person who causes this preparation to take place in order to accept God's goodness, he's called an Ovid. He's called a servant of God. Ki ha'avoda hi hiskarvus ha'michavein v'hachanasam l'kabel hatova ha'nishpas mimenu. Because avoda, the service of God, is in essence becoming closer to God, and it's having the intent and prepare and prepare for the exception of God's goodness that He spreads among the people. Amnam, so we see, Keshetechavein b'shum sefira min hasfiros. When a person has kavana, thinks about one of the spheros of the 10 spheros, לא תדמה בשכלך הבא שום דמיון בכוח המדמה אשר לך שיכניסך הדמיון בהגשומס הספירה. You should not think in your mind in any way that there is any comparison between the sphera that you think in your mind, in other words, if you give it some sort of a physical, if you envision it in a physical fashion, and the sphere itself, it has no power of its own. Vehu ta'oz gemura ve'ovon pelili. And it's a big mistake and a sin to think so. Amnam taskel b'sichlecha haskalas inyana. But rather we see that a person you should think in your mind its concept, the concept of the sphere itself, not that it has any physical being of its own. Usedame es osios Hashemos sheze mutar lecha, and you should think about the letters of Hashem's names, because that is permitted for you. Amnam, so we see, hamidame yoser mi osios makshem. Somebody who thinks about the sphere and thinks about God, anything more than the letters of his name, is already giving him a physicality. And therefore, that's a violation. V'dimyon ha-osios b'haskalas ha-seichel, sheze havaya miyucheses moral sod ha-sfira b'sod ha-nikudus asher b'chol achas ve'achas. And the secret in the understanding of the main concept, of the main secret of the sphera, is in the comparison of the letters and the nikudas, the vowels, the dots that are under each one of the letters. In other words, you can understand each sphera by contemplating on the letters themselves and on how they're vowelized. Amnam, ba'ein sof baruch hu lo huter lecha ledamas shum dimyun klal, lo dimyun osios velo shum dimyun. We see that what we just said, that you're allowed to visualize the letters and the vowels and think about that, that's only allowed by the spheres. But by the endless one himself, by God himself, it is not permitted to even to create any type of comparison or an analogy, not an analogy of letters and not any kind of analogy. Ela lehaskel b'sichlecha sheyeh seichel pashut al seichel pashut ulemalag mikol ha-sechalim ha-pshutim nimtza b'mitzius mashala yagbilehu seichel pshituso. You're allowed to think in your mind with regard to God himself that there is a simple mind on top of a simple mind, and above that there is nothing else, that he's above all of the other minds and understandings that exist in the world, and therefore nothing can bind or put a boundary around his mind in its simplicity. Rag b'shlila mikol afisa b'seichel uvichiv mitzayuso. But only with regard to our obligation of knowing that he exists. In other words, that we're obligated to know that God exists, and therefore we can contemplate on his existence, but yet we cannot think about the fact, what does that mean that he exists, or how does he exist? Because as soon as we do that, and since we're infinite ourselves, we immediately begin to attribute some sort of boundary to God, and that's not allowed to be done. Uviderech ratzov ashov kasher nemar. And when you do think about God's existence, you have to think about it in a way of running and returning, like it's been already mentioned previously, meaning you kind of take two steps forward and one step back, where you arise in a level closer to God, but then you think about it and you double check yourself whether you have violated any of these thoughts or not, that are not allowed with regard to God Himself. Ubazet titorot kushia atzmis. And with this concept, we can answer a great question. Ksiv, it's written in the Torah, Devarim Dalet Tesvav, in Devarim chapter 4, Pasuk 15, Kilori Isam Kol Temuna, because you have not seen any type of an image, any type of a shape. This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking about recalling the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, when God gave us the Torah, that He says, you saw God, but yet you haven't seen any shape. Uksiv, and there is another pasuk in the Torah, in Bamidbar Yudbeis Ches, in chapter 12, pasuk 8, where it says, Utemunas Hashem Yabit, and he saw the shape of God. So it's a contradiction. On one hand, Moshe says that you haven't seen any shape. On the other hand, it says that he did see a shape of God. So he says, what does that mean? Rotzal lomar, what the Torah is saying, Shalari isem sod temunas yud hei vav hei, bo chas v'chalila elasod temunas han hagazo. He says, Moshe is saying, you have not seen the secret of the shape of God, chas v'shalom, but only the secret of a shape of his actions. In other words, you have never seen what God himself really is. But rather you have seen how he acts. And that's the reconciliation between these two psukim, that one of them is talking about God himself, and the other one is talking about God's actions. Utemunas sheim yud hei vav and hei, hainu sod hasefiros heim lemata hapoyalos umispashtas mimeno. And the shape, the main concept of Hashem's name of Yud Hey Vav and Hey, that is the secret of the spheres which exist below, and that function below in our world, and they spread out from God Himself. Ke'atzmuso lo yitzdak bo shem temuna u'shem temus v'shem pe'ula, because God Himself, you cannot justify any type, with regard to God Himself, you cannot justify any type of a shape in any type of similarity to anything else and any type of physical creation. Ve'alzeh ne'emar, and with regard to this, it says in the Navi in Yeshaya, Memvav Hey, in chapter 46, Pasuk 5, Ve'el mi tedamiyuni ve'eshve. To whom can you compare me and that I will be equal? It's impossible. There is no one that we can compare God to. So therefore, we're not even allowed to bother to do so. Da, you should know. Sha'amitas atzmusu yizbarach bilti yedua el alatzma. That the true being of what God is himself is not known to anyone but to God alone. Sheyidiyaso ein lo tachlis, vihu ein lo tachlis. That knowing God, meaning the understanding, the knowledge of God Himself, has no purpose, and it has no end. Vihu ein lo tachlis, and God Himself has no purpose and no end, because something that has a purpose must be created for that purpose, and therefore it has to be able to fulfill that purpose. And since God is not a creation. God has always been there and always will be. So therefore, you cannot assign any purpose to God. V'hu v'idiyaso v'chachmaso hakol echad. And therefore, God Himself, God's knowledge, and God's wisdom, that's all one thing. There's no difference between any of them, because it's all just different words, different nomenclature for God. V'hu yudeya satzmo, and God knows Himself. V'ein zulaso sheyeda mimeno klal rak b'filosof, and no one besides him knows anything about him besides his actions. We can only see how God acts, and that's how we relate to him. V'zehu chakor pe'alav rak elav al tishlach yadecha, and this is what it says. This is actually a quote from a Yotzer of the Rosh Hashanah davening written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. It says this is the secret of his works, and it says only to him you cannot send your hand, meaning that only God knows what he is exactly, but we only know his works. Vehu hamakir pilosav alamitasam, and God himself recognizes his deeds in their truth, in their true light. Hu be'atzmo shehipilam v'himtziyam, he himself, because he's the one who created them, and he's the one who made them exist in this world. Vein osa mada inyan mechudash bo mipnei himatzeusam amnam davik bo hu umadao echad v'yodea bahem b'gdimasa. And that knowledge, that science, is a new thing, because the fact that it exists, we see it's attached to God directly. And therefore, God's science, I guess, the way God behaves, he knew that originally, meaning that God knows himself from the beginning, and he knows himself till the end, and that is completely something that we cannot grasp. Amnam, so we see, hanimtzayim, those who are found in this world, meaning people, kol haskalasam leida piulosav, all of their mind is only capable to know God's deeds, how God acts. V'hakeser maskil lehasig atzmo, and the crown, which is the top sphera, that's the knowledge that's necessary to understand God himself. V'hanifalem mimenu b'imtzaus koch ha'insof baruch hu ha'shofeh bo, and those that are created from him, in that exist, have the power of the Ein Sof, of the one with no end, blessed be he. And that's the flux that comes out from him. B'chein chachma bina, and the same goes for chachma, for wisdom, or bina, and for understanding, u'shar hanimtzayim, and all of these other concepts that he has created. Amnam, so we see lahasig amitas atzmos hamatzel chas v'shalom ein lechalik hachasaga hasoz lachalokim. We see that to understand the true being of the matzel, of the noble one, chas v'shalom, meaning of God himself, you cannot split this thought into parts. You can't say, well, here's this part, there's a lower part, there's a higher part, because that's chas v'shalom like assigning parts to God. Because as soon as you do that, you attribute some sort of a finite purpose to something that does not have any purpose. Yudeya satzmo, to the one who knows himself, v'kol hashar hasagasam b'pulosav, and all of the other understandings with regard to his deeds. Meaning that as soon as you begin to dissect the concept of God, you immediately give it a boundary, and you give it some sort of physicality, and no matter how minute that is, it is not allowed to be done. We'll do one more paragraph, and then we'll stop in the middle of the chapter, because this chapter is very long, and then we'll continue with these ideas next time. Gam ha'yidiyah b'chiyuv mitziyusu yigdal u'yimat. Sha'anunei d'chiyuv mitziyusu mihechrech echad u'shnayim, v'hamalachim yichayvu mitziyusu mimeya hechreichuyos, v'hamisalem aleihem mi'elef, v'hamisalem aleihem mimeya elef. The knowledge of the obligation of God's existence, whether it's great or small, that we know is an obligation of knowing that God exists, whether it comes from one way or two ways. That's our obligation. V'hamalachim, and the angels. they are obligated to know from 100 different ways, and those who are above them from 1,000 different ways, and those who are above them from tens of thousands. Meaning that the higher, the closer you are to God, the more so you're obligated to understand His existence. Ve'od anu nechayev mitziyusa mikoach eilu hapeulus hagashmius, shehin pechusos be'erech haniflaos ha'elyonus. And also, we put together God's existence from the force of these physical creations, that they're a lot lower on a level than the wondrous upper existences. V'chol ha'elyonim, and all of the upper beings, meaning the angels and whatever is above that, yichayvu mitziyusa mitzad ha'peloyim ha'elyonim. They grasp His existence from the wondrous things that exist above, v'hamushbachim, that are praised. Ulekach, and therefore, Yikova chozak dvikusam v'imunasam dvekos nifla b'seshuka chashuva. Therefore, the bond that exists between them and God and their faith in God is a very strong bond that's very exalted and it's very difficult to break. V'heim yisadnu b'hasaga hi tachlis ha'idun. And they, meaning the Elyonim, they gather together and they establish with their understanding the purpose for these types of contemplations. V'al derech ze tisalat teshukas ha'avod el ha'galgalam al b'nei adam. In this type of a fashion, the attachment of the avoda, the attachment of the service of God, is elevated through the galgalim, through the constellations, onto people. Useshukas hamalachim al hagalgalim, and then from the angels and the galgalim, it goes from top to bottom, and it's kind of rolled over this understanding of God in a lower fashion. V'chein tesal ezol umala mezol, and goes one above the other, etc. Hamashal bazeh, and a parable for this is as follows. Hanar she'enu makir ela b'cheshbon ha'asara. A child who only knows how to count until 10. Yachshov shelamala me'asara ein lo tachlis. He thinks that to count above 10, there is no purpose, there is no point, there is nothing above 10. V'yachashov ein lo tachlis me'ad ha'erech. And he thinks that counting to 10 is all that there is to it, and there is nothing else to do. U'mishu yedeh cheshbon ha'me'a, and somebody who knows how to count until 100, yachashov ein lo tachlis l'mala me'ha'me'a. He thinks that there's no point to count until 100, beyond 100. U'mishu yedeh b'mispar harba me'od, but somebody knows how to count a lot. Yedeh ein lo tachlis harba me'od. Therefore, he knows that beyond whatever that point is, there's no point in going beyond that. Kach mamash b'chiyuv mitziyusa. So therefore, the same thing is with the obligation of knowing of the existence of God. Minasim v'notzerim v'nivrayim v'nitzolim. It is different with respect to the beings that are created within the four different worlds, from the world, in the world of Asiya, in the world of Yitzira, in the world of Bariya, in the world of Atzilus. Meaning that we, being the lowest in the world of the Asiya, we people, we're like a child who only knows how to count till 10. And therefore, beyond that, there is no really point for us to go any further, because we can't do it, and we can't really grasp it. So therefore, understanding the existence of God is different according to the level of existence that you're on. So in other words, like he said before, that the angels have a higher level of understanding of God than people do. Why? Because they're on a higher plane of existence. Okay, we'll stop here, and next time we'll continue with the rest of chapter 5. We're probably not going to finish it next time again. Probably will be two more shiurim on this chapter 5 that discusses the obligation of knowing that there is a God.